This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
All this week, we've been doing a series called The Data on Our Data. A year after the Edward Snowden leaks, it's a look at five singular data points that remind us how much we now know about surveillance and how much the surveillers know about us. So here's this week's last number.
85 to 100,000 malware implants.
That is our friend Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. He's talking about the bits of malicious software that the National Security Agency has put onto computers around the world. That software allows the government to conduct surveillance, but it's also essentially building a network of inputs, of weaknesses in our vast system of computing devices.
This often introduces vulnerabilities to computer systems and can have far-reaching effects if criminals are able to kind of learn from some of this highly advanced code being deployed by the government.
Criminals learning from the government. I think this last data point is actually really profound. No matter how we conduct war, it's important to remember that when we build new weapons, we run the risk and the threat of those weapons being used against us. And the question is when and if that's worth it. You can find more of our series from this week at marketplacetech.org.